Chapter 17. The Animus was pressed against Detlef Sieck's face and picked up his confusion, his desire, his pain. Also, the growing cancer of darkness. It was the darkness the Animus needed to touch. It would be a simple matter to have Eva seduce him carnally, as she had Reinhardt Jessner. But what would be the point? Sex was not the thing that would break Detlef away from Genevieve. It was the darkness. The Chaida inside Detlef's Zykil. The suppressed impulse to brute degradation. Eva gripped Detlef's throat hard, exerting pressure as they kissed, almost choking him.
"Hurt me," she whispered.
Detlef froze in her embrace.
"No," she said. "It's what I need, what I want."
She was almost, but not quite, quoting from the strange history of Dr. Zykil and Mr. Chaida. Anita had been hurt so much, the text implied, that she had developed a perverse taste for pain. And Nita came as much from the pen and mind of Detlef Sieck as from the performance of Eva Savinian. He had written about the thrill of hurting and being hurt, and the Animus knew he'd found those feelings, like so much, inside himself, and spread them out on the stage. That experiment would be the destruction of him, just as Zykil's dabbling eventually led to his own obliteration. Eva's grip grew stronger, her thumb knuckles digging into the soft pouch of flesh beneath Detlef's beardline.
"Hurt me," she repeated, darting kisses at his face. "Badly."
His eyes caught the light, and the Animus saw in them that it had reached inside him to dredge up the wish to inflict pain that had always been a part of the genius. It had been one of the things that gave him the surprising strength he needed to help best the great enchanter. It was one of the things that made him attracted to the vampire girl. A part of Detlef Sieck was obsessed with pain, with blood, with evil, and obsession was so close to love as to be sometimes indistinguishable. Eva took one of her hands from Detlef's throat and made a claw of her nails, angling to rake the playwright's face. He struck her hand aside. His face was a mask of anger, his features conforming exactly to the actor's textbook image of rage, projecting an emotion he couldn't fully feel. Detlef gripped the hand at his throat and broke it away. He hit her, hard knuckles colliding with her cheek, raising an instant bruise. The Animus was pleased. Eva taunted Detlef, cajoling and insulting, pleading and prodding. She invited punishment, tempted him to become Chaida. She slapped his face, and he punched her chest. Thanks to the Animus, she felt no pain, but was enough of an actress to present a counterfeit that was better than the real thing. In the struggle, their clothes were loosened, torn. Between blows, they exchanged hungry caresses. Eva took a prop retort from the stage table and smashed it against her face. It was sugar glass, but the sticky shards stuck to her, grinding between them as they kissed, grazing their faces. They scratched each other, drawing lines of blood. Detlef punched her in the stomach, hard. She doubled over, and he threw her down onto Zykil's divan. This was the third act curtain. Eva experienced a surge of doubt, but the Animus washed it away. Everything was fine. Detlef tore at her clothes, rendering her smart dress as ragged as Nita's costume. Detlef fell on Eva, and the curtains did not close. Genevieve was horror-struck, her blood on fire. Her canine teeth slid from their gum sheaths, and her fingernails were talon-shaped diamonds. What she saw on the stage made her want blood. She didn't understand the unnatural love scene being played out below, but she hated herself for being aroused to the red thirst by it. What was coming out of Detlef had always been inside him, she realized. Perhaps this was no more perverse than their own lovemaking, a blend of human and vampire embrace that always involved the spilling of blood, if not the giving of pain. But here, Eva was leading Detlef, tugging at him, as Mr. Chaida tugged, in the finale, at Sonia Zykil, trying to awake the monster inside her leading man. She stood in box 7, the sea stench all around her, and looked down, frozen. She was a typical vampire, she thought, unable to do anything but watching all the time, waiting for the scraps to fall from the table. Then, with a dizzying lurch inside her mind, she had another flash of precognition, a scryer's insight that changed everything. This was not a private moment she'd happened to oversee. This was a puppet show. Somewhere, somehow, something was working the strings, jerking Eva and Detlef to an obscene dance that was at least partly for her benefit. What her lover and the actress were doing on the stage looked more convincing than it should. They were acting, exaggerating so their violent lovemaking would register all over the house. Frightened, Genevieve looked around. There was a playwright, a director. A drama was being played out, and she was a part of it too. She was in the audience now, but she knew she would be called soon to play a part. Again, everything was beyond her control. In the Temple Street Gymnasium, Reinhardt Jessner pushed his body up and down, spine a rigid bar, thick arms like pump handles. His nose touched the hardwood floor again and again. His mind was racing so fast he needed to tire his body to catch up. Anna, the body, his instructor, advised him to slow down, but he could not. Throughout his career, he had taken care of his body, his instrument. If the script were thrown away, Reinhardt could outfit Detlef Sierck in the finale of Dr. Zykil and Mr. Chaida and hardly bring a sweat to his brow. Now he swung a heavy weight about, feeling the burn in his forearms and shoulders. Eva. It was all her fault. He stood to lose everything. His family, his career, his self-respect. And all for Eva, who was already preparing to throw him away, her eyes set on Detlef. He hoisted the weight repeatedly, muscles thick in his arms and neck, teeth grit together. His back and chest were damp with perspiration, and he felt trickles in his close-cropped hair and beard. Good luck to Eva and Detlef, he thought. If it weren't for Detlef, Reinhardt would be a leading man himself. He was certainly drawing more attention as the actor-manager grew flabbier and crankier, especially if a production afforded him a chance to take his shirt off. Perhaps he should take Ilona and found his own company, a touring troupe, maybe, away from the stink of the city. There'd be less glamour, less acclaim, less money. But maybe there'd be a life worth living. Eva. He had to end it now, for Ilona, for the twins, for himself. He dropped the weight and stood back. Anna grinned at him and made his bicep inflate like a pig's bladder, the veins standing out on it like thick worms. He would go to the theatre and end it with Eva. Then things would come together.